begin.
We're allowed to say a word about Shabbos.
Okay. Okay, let's begin with the concept that I didn't give it to the Marmakomos, but we didn't get a chance to finish it on Thursday. What was the reason why the Gemara on Hey Amud Aleph said explicitly that if two guys come, two shluchim, come to deliver a get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara said black on white in the middle of the Amud that the two men don't have to say. And we discussed that at great length on Thursday with the Sugya and Daf Tet Zayin, the Emerson. It was two Lashonis, right? The Emerson, it was two Lashonis. The first Lashon on Tet Zayin said Shnayim Ein Tzrichin. Second Lashon said Shnayim Tzrichin. And our Gemara said Beferish and Ham and Aleph Shnayim Ein Tzrichin Omar Befanenechta. Oh, what was the reason that the Gemara said? Someone tell me. They asked the Shaila, Shmuel asked Rav Huna. Go ahead. Amar Lei Zokter. He said what? Ma'ilu Yomra B'feneu Gershim Ilo Memne. If they would say that she was divorced in front of us, then they would believe. Yes? If they would say that she was divorced in front of us, they would be believed. Now these are shluchim that are delivering the get. They haven't seen the get yet. No, they're about to deliver it now. Well, all they could have done is just say, we know that what? That she was divorced. B'fanenu girsha, she was divorced in front of us. Well, it didn't happen in Chutz Lartz. What did they do in Chutz Lartz? They wrote up the get, right? All they did is write up. She's in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Beferish, the reason why the two guys do not have to say Befanei Nechtov is because they could have said Befaneinu Girsha Milo Mehemne. Okay? Because they are there when the guy delivers the get. So, you know, there's nothing really to be concerned about. Okay? I don't really understand that at all. Do you understand that? I mean, if the whole point of a Befanei Nechtov is to ensure that it was written up properly and signed properly, no, that it was done lishma, no, what is them saying Befaneinu Girsha that before us it was divorced? What? How does that ensure that it was done lishma? How does that ensure that it was done lishma? I don't see how that's... How does that ensure it was done lishma? The Edom are watching the Mesiris Aget, right? John?
What do you say? They saw the Baal given to her. And he doesn't have a Sefer Panei Nechtov, Panei Nechtov. I mean, we always assume that it was lishma.
I mean, just we assume that what? What do you mean the Baal gave it?
So they saw the Baal given.
I understand, but how do we know it was written lishma?
In that case, we don't worry about it.
So why in that case we don't worry about it?
We don't make him say.
You need to be stomach the hechsher nasa. That's only if there's Eidei Chasim alone, and there were no Eidei Mesira. Remember the whole Taisus? I mean, you need Eidei Mesira for what? For Eidei Davar Shavir Bapachos Mishnayim. But how does that ensure the get was written lishma or not? Go ahead, Yitzi.
Before the get was given, so you want to make sure it was written lishma and signed lishma.
Correct.
But once it's given, we're going to assume that the Baal knows the halachos. That it has to be lishma. So if they say b'faneinu gersha, so gersha means that it was written lishma.
But
it was signed lishma.
The husband is in Medina Siyam. They're the two guys that are delivering it.
So what do you mean? What does those words even mean? The first word is b'faneinu gersha. We're the ones doing it. What do you mean b'faneinu gersha?
You're right. You're asking good. That's a point we got to get to now. What does that mean? They're going to be the Edom. They're testifying. They were the guys who involved. That's a principle called Shliach Nasa Aid, which we're going to get to now. Basically, the Shliach is becoming the aid. The Shliach is becoming the aid. Let's assume that. It's a great point you're making. But my point is that, okay, let's assume Shliach Nasa Aid. But how do you know it was written inside the Shema? You hear what I'm asking?
They see the other Aidim?
What do you mean they see the other Aidim? What do you mean?
The
if they say Befaneinu Girsha, how does that show, and how does that replace Befaneinu Nechtov, Befaneinu Nechtov? I don't get it.
So
What'd you say?
Should be divorced.
But the whole point of finding that Nekla Vanevin is to ensure that it was written in signed Lishma. How do you know that? So you're saying part of their atis is that they're saying everything was good? But how do you know that that's true?
We don't always go back and say every divorce that
so you mean, no, so answer my question. So what's the answer? Stam Sifra Migmar Gmiri, right? We assume that we're choshish for the miut, right? We're choshish for the miut, correct? Of people, we should have to say finecta, but if what? If there are two, we're not choshish. Acher shalomdu, you're saying? And you're saying you're not geyser by two? That's the answer. You'll ask me, how do you know with Lishma if they say b'fanena girsha? What's the answer? My answer is, it's acher shalomdu. You're afraid of gzera shema yachzer double l'kukula? I'll say bay trey. Milsul l'shichol l'gozer b'rabbanan. No problem, we assume it's Lishma. Yeah, because sometimes, what about kiyum? There's two guys right then and there. That's the answer to my question. The answer to my question is, there's nothing to worry about. Because it's acher shalomdu. You're worried about Exeter Shemi Yachzer Dolakudu with two guys in Mishul Shechil Gozer Mirabanan. That's what our Gemara holds. Right here. Gemara says it black on white. A few lines later. Right? And how are you going to know about Kiyum? You got two guys. That's the answer to the question. Okay? Now what we have to... Jesse, go ahead.
I know we are dealing with Akash Lamku, but could we possibly answer, even if it wasn't, that since we have two slippers and the Baal gave them the get, we assume the Baal's not going to be Maharan himself, and they justify that the Baal actually gave it to them, so then it's the same concept.
But he's not delivering it. That's the thing.
I'm saying he's giving it to two agents. So they justify that the Baal gave it to them.
I understand. You're saying that just like the Gemara said, the Baal won't be Maharan himself, you want to say as far as Baal won't be Maharan against two guys? Okay, I hear what you're saying. The Gemara doesn't say that, though. I hear what you're saying. The Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, if he holds, because the truth is, I'll be Sfara, why should, if he holds it's wrong. It could be one against a million. He could try it's Mezuyev. Let him yell it's Mezuyev. But it's a good point, what you say, but the Gemara doesn't say that Sfara. Okay? Gemara doesn't say, Gemara only says about himself. It's not going to make himself look bad. He doesn't care about making a million guys look bad. If it gets forged, he doesn't want it to be divorced. He doesn't want to divorce her. Okay. So this leads us to the following. Jesse, read the Rashi. One sec, Philip. Okay, we got a lot to see. Rashi, go ahead. Jesse, go ahead. What does it mean, b'faneinu migirsh? Okay, let's see the pshat. What does this mean? It's the first mahalik we got to see. Go ahead. Ma ilu yomru. Let's take a look inside. A ham and alf in the Rashi. Go ahead.
Ma ilu yomru.
Go ahead. Means to say, if they want to say we testify that she's divorced and he gave the get, it really should be his shliach. No, is it nasan law? He gave her the get or her shliach the get? Shliach like a ball. It is correct. Shashlucha. What'd you say?
So then that makes sense with the way Jesse also answered that that has to be the ball.
No, these are two shluchim are delivering. If they want to say that they're going to testify they can divorce, they... No, not the Baal. Anu meinu shegirsha, the nasan law get, that he divorced her and gave her to get. He divorced her, not he physically did it. The two Adim did it. We're not talking about the Baal's and Chutz Lars, John. No, it just means shegirsha, that he divorced her halachically, not that he physically gave it to her. They're the ones who gave it to her. Okay? So what does Rashi seem to say here? What is the Shita? What is the Shita here of Rashi? So there is a Beis Shmuel, please get it, in Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Let's get it down on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch, Sifkot and Lamed Vav, that explains, and we discussed this already at great length in the beginning of the year with the big Tais in the bottom, there is a principle called Migu. Migu means I make claim A, and I believed on claim A because I could have made claim B. So I say claim A, I believed on claim A, but I could have made a better claim. A better lie, let's say, Ma'alim l'shakar, the Gemara has a lie. In a sense, not literally a better lie, but I could have made a better claim and win. Since I made the lesser claim, I believed. So what did the two guys say? It's not exactly a migu, but I want you to get this, because they didn't say anything. But since they had an out to say b'faneinu migirsha, they're believed on claim A. Okay? That's why I say it's like an inexact migu, because usually a migu is, you make... claim A, you could have made claim B, I believe on claim A. Here they said nothing. But since they could have said b'faneinu girsha, they're believed on what? On being quiet, and they don't have to say a thing. Who learns like this as well? The Machane Ephraim and the Chassam Sofer also are Masber, these Gedolei Achronim, that Bafanenu Migirsha is considered to be a Migu. Now, I wanted you to see the Porat Yosef last week. The Porat Yosef points out Pshat and Rashi that he believes Rashi also holds it's Midin Migu as well. Okay? And this is quite difficult. Why is this quite difficult to interpret it based on a Migu? Because there is a Tosfos Kedushin that I wanted you to see on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Where Tosfos Kedushin writes on Mem Gimel Amud Beis the following. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis on Yudches Amud Beis that says, if two Edim are forced and coerced to sign on a shtar, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momin, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Tefoshes. Some guys, two guys say they were forced to sign a shtar on a loan. And if they didn't sign the shtar, their houses would have been burned down, God forbid. That's Machmas Momin. Not that they would have been killed, but they would have lost all their money. They say, we only signed the shtar because of duress of Momin. Are they believed? Yes or no? No, they're not. Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momin. They are not believed. Why are they not believed? Eino Naaman, because they are making themselves into Rishoyim. By claiming that they lied and signed the shtar falsely, that there was some loan, otherwise their house is getting burned down, well, they shouldn't have lied. And that was Sheker. It was Sheker V'chosov. And since it was Sheker V'chosov, they signed, they're making themselves a Rosha. They're not believed. Eino Naamanim, or right. It's a Lashon HaGemara, because Ein Adam. Mesim Atzmo Rosha. A person cannot incriminate oneself and say that they're a Russian. That's what they're doing. Therefore, they are but not believed to say Machmas Momin. What they are believed to say is, I'm just going to write Machmas Nefashos. They are believed. Meaning that someone took a gun to them, gun to their heads and said, if you don't sign in the shtar to verify there's a loan, that they're going to kill you. And you saved your life. And you are allowed to save your life for the purposes of what? For the purposes of Sheker. Okay? And you are allowed to. Ne'amanim. Tosfos asked the following kasha. In Kedushin and in Ksubis. But I gave you the one in Kedushin and Mem Gimel Mem Beis. Why don't you believe them to say Machmas Momin because they had a migu to say what? Machmas Nefoshes. Seth, you follow me? Why don't we believe the Edim and say Anusim Machmas Momin? They're not believed. But Frek Tosis believed them because they could add a migu to say Machmas Nefoshes. That's Tosis Kasha. In Maseches Kedushin and Maseches Ksubis. Everyone got it? You know what Tosis answers? I believe it's B'Shem who? B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. What does Tosis say? Tosis says B'Shem the Re rather. He postulates the following theory. I want you to get it. B'Shem the Re. That you never say a migu with two Edim. You never say a migu with two people. Because ein adam yodea masha b'leif chavera. What are you going to say? Both of us could have made a better claim? How do you know? You're not mind readers. You don't know what the other guy's thinking. You can't say a migu by shnei einim. Ein migu, tais b'kedushin, ein migu b'shnei einim. So if you interpret our Gemara as ma'u yomer b'faneinim yagirsha as being a migu, that's quite difficult. Quite difficult, Lamaisa. And that's what the kasha is here of the Chassam Sofer and the Paris Yosef that I want you to see. How can you interpret Ma'il B'Fanin Gersh as being a migu? We don't say a migu b'shnei einim ufiat tesis. This is the kasha that if you take this approach of Ma'il B'Fanin Gersh as being a migu. Oh, therefore, a second approach emerges. What is the second approach that emerges in the pshat of Ma'il Yomru B'Fanin Gersh? Not that it's a migu. First pshat is that it's a migu, as we're saying. The second pshat is it's edus, as Yitzi was hinting to earlier. It's edus. They could have testified and opened their mouths and said, b'faneinu migirsha. And it works midin edus. It's not midin migu. It's midin edus. And therefore, the two guys that are amonim l'maisa, the answer is that we're not choshish that there was a get mezuyif given. And the raya is that they could have testified and said that this is a good get, and we're not choshish that the get is mezuyif. So it's not working midin migu. Shmuel asked, Lamaisa. Shmuel asks, are these two guys believed? Shehem shluchim, or are we choshish that the Baal gave a get mezuyif? What's the answer? We're not choshish that he gave a get mezuyif. And what's the raya? Why aren't we choshish that gets mezuyif? The raya is the two guys could have testified befaneinu migirsha, and we would have believed them. So we're not choshish for anything. Because if they would have opened their mouths and testified, it's fine. But it's not midin migu, it's midin edis. And that's the chiddush lamaisa. The pashtus says, the Rashi says, not the way as Jesse read it, no. That's the pashtus. Rashi says, if they wanted to say, you get the impression from Rashi that it's a real migu, which is quite difficult based on the Tosis. How do you say a migu when you talk about the halacha of what? Ein adam yodea masha b'leif chaveiro. How can you say a migu by two eidim? Very difficult. Now, we had in the beginning of the year, remember we had two approaches to what migu is? What were the two approaches to the mechanics of migu? One was what? Birur. What was birur? That it's a birur. I could have made a better lie, so believe me on claim A. So it's a birur that I'm telling the emes. It's an anan sahadi. Okay? This is one of the two approaches of how migu works. It's an anan sahadi. The world testifies. If I didn't make a better lie, I said a less lie, I believed on that. What was the other birur? Does anyone remember? Ellie? Excellent. What does koch hatayna mean? Very good. Koch HaTayin is a very hard thing to be masmer, but the way I remember Shmuel Nochum Shlita to explain it was masmer to us is that you have a claim B, which is a winning claim, which you would have been believed with. So you streamline the nemanus you have in claim B and streamline it to claim A, and you win. Regardless of whether we know you're telling the emes or not. That's just the din. That's what's so bizarre about it. Of course, you don't want to award the guy who's winning if he's telling the truth, but there is such a concept called Koch HaTayin. You streamline the nemanus of B, which you would have won, to A, and also A wins. So maybe we could say a chiddush. It's the chiddush we want to suggest. Maybe. Tosfos is sheet in Kiddushin that you don't see a migu by Shnei Eidim, you'd see is what? If you hold Anan Sahadi, if you hold Birur, then what? We can't say, oh, we could have made a better lie. You don't know what your friend's thinking. So if you hold that the number one concept, that's the sheetus of Tosfos, that B'Shnei Eidim, Lo Omri Migu. Because the bottom line is you're looking for the emes, and you cannot say you found the emes, because you don't know what the other guy's thinking. But I'm suggesting a chiddush. Maybe if you hold Anan Sahadi, maybe we can suggest a chiddush. We don't care. The bottom line is that these two guys could have made a different claim, and they could have won. So you stream that line, stream that back to them saying zero. Or in fact saying what? Saying whatever claim A would be. Here they're not saying anything. So I'm just saying if you hold Koch HaTayna, maybe Rashi and the other Shitas by us will say Shnei Eidim, you actually do say Amigu. This is the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Does everyone follow what we're saying? I'm saying if you're streamlining the Amonis, you're not striving for a Mali Lashakir. You're not striving to say that it's the Emes, that it's a Biru. And maybe if I believed on that claim, I could have said, Bifanenu Migirsha, let us also be clean by being quiet. You hear what I'm saying? So that's how we want to defend Rashi and answer the kasha, the Poros Yos and the Chassam Sofer on Rashi. That if midin koach ha'tayne, you can introduce a migu b'shnei eidim. It's possible to suggest a migu b'shnei eidim. That's what we want to suggest. Okay. Now, getting back to the second approach, if it's midin eidim, how seriously do we take that? Reb Chaim says if it's midin eidim, where do Eidim perform? I shouldn't say perform because they should be telling the truth, right? Where do Eidim testify? On the street or where? In Beis Din. Excellent. Reb Chaim says we should require them to testify in Beis Din. And the Chazon Ish actually says that. That when we say, Bifaneinu Girsha, they would have to say it in a Beis Din, a formal Beis Din. And the Magen Mishnah writes this in the Chosgerish and Meshem the Rashba, in Perek Zion Aloch Yedalid, that they would have to testify in Beis Din that they are what? They have to testify in Beis Din that they are shluchim. Okay? I want you to get this. We've been saying all along they're quiet, right? But they have an out. They could have said b'fanei migirsha. They have to identify their shluchim. And that has to be done in a Beis Din, the Chazon Ish writes, and also the Magen Mishnah B'Shem the Rashba and Hilchos Gerushin Perek Zion Aloch Yedalid. And that's a Pella. We don't find this psak anywhere, says the Torah's getting. The Torah Skin says, Lo yishtamet b'shum poisek. We don't find any poiseks that says that these two fellows have to come in and say, we are the shluchim. We never find it anywhere, says the Torah Skin. In Simen Kuf Mem Beis, if Koniches, and the Minig HaOilim is not to do this. When two guys deliver the get from Medina Siam, they don't have to come into Beis and testify they're the shluchim. So Reb Chaim wants to say like this. I want you to get it. It's a kula miyuchedis, says Reb Chaim. It's a special kula miyuchedis that b'shnayim that they testify that the shluchim you don't need to be made in Beis Din. It's a special kula. A kula zat. A kula din the rabbonim that these the eidim that have to testify the shluchim, it does not have to be done in a Beis Din. It's a kula. That's what Reb Chaim says. He says, that's why you've never found a poisek, he says to the Nesivis. Because it's a special kula. This is all a din d'rabbanan anyway. The two guys should come and say nothing. Their requirements, we've been saying all along, they have an out the siddur from the migrusha. They're quiet, they're not saying anything. You're right, they're quiet, they're not saying anything, but they are saying something. They're saying that they are shluchim. They are saying they are shluchim. So therefore there is a shtickle claim A. Even though the Gemara said they don't have to say, but they do have to say Adam that they are what? That they are shluchim. So we've been saying all along this year they really don't have to say anything. And they had an out in Yerushalayim. They don't have to say anything regarding funny nechtam. But they do have to identify themselves as shluchim. Or if they're din migu, you don't have to say it in Beis Din. If it's midin Adam, you should have to say it in Beis Din. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says, Bashin the Rashba. That's what the Chazanish says. Reb Chaim says, no. Even if midin Adam, this was a special kula, you don't have to say it in Beis Din. Okay. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, let's take this a step further. Yitzi brought up a very important point. So that's the first mahalach regarding this. Second mahalach regarding this topic. Let's get it. There is a notion the Gemara has in Maseches Kedushin, Mem Gimel Maral, we quote Mem Gimel and Beis, as to whether we'll get to it in the coming days or next week, we'll see. And Amud Beis, whether there's a principle called the Shliach Nasa Eid. Can a Shliach become an Eid as well? Yes or no? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara has a Psak Halach in Kedushin, and then Gimel Amud Aleph. We learned it Lamaisa many years ago when we learned Kedushin, which was about 2-3 years ago. I don't even remember. But it says, V'hilchasa, on the bottom of the Amud, Shliach Nasa Eid, and then Gimel Amud Aleph be Kedushin. That the shliach can become an eid. So let's get this. The pashtus is that if I would ask you of the two approaches, migu or eidim, what's problematic with saying that these guys are eidim? That it's working midin eidus. Their claim of Befaneinu Gersha would be called Eidus, and their claim now of that their Shluchim is called Eidus. What's problematic with calling that Eidus? What would you say? Jesse, go ahead.
We just take it as it is. We don't question it at all.
Right, but more than that, what's the problem? Go ahead, Yitzi.
They don't say anything. They're not saying anything.
But they are saying something. They're saying that we are Shluchim. We said they have to say that. What's the problem with that? What'd you say? Excellent, Ellie. You're not allowed to testify on yourself. The Gemara has the klal in a few places. Excellent. Ein adam meir al atzmo. You can't testify on yourself. You're no gevur dover. We had it already in what was it called? Bal dover. Right? In Gimel Amud Aleph. When Rab was going through the distinctions, right? You're a bal dover. Bal dover is not acceptable. You're the litigant involved. About over. The Gemara said, Robin said there's a bunch of distinctions. Befanai. Over there is Yadanu. Adinim Befanai. Isha Mehemna. Baldover's no Mehemin. Here the Baldover's believe the husband himself. So you see that a Baldover's not acceptable. That's what Jesse and Yitzhak pointing out. It's a tremendous problem. If you hold me din Aiden, how can they misapar al Hatzma? Shkoyach. You guys say you're agents. Tiskele mitzvahs. We can't trust you. You know, Gebedover. Ain't no domain al atzmoy. And that's another reason why you would say Migu is the pshat in the Gemara. So I want you to get this. Very important. We say this many times. When you have two mahalchim in Lomdis, it's very important to find the positive and the negative of each approach. The positive of the approach of Migu is that what? Maybe you don't get into a problem of speaking about yourselves, not Eidus. The negative about the Migu approach is you're going to have to go against the Tosis that we say a Migu b'shnei Eidim, which we wanted to say by saying is based on Koach HaTayinim. What's the positive about Eidus? The positive about Eidus is you don't have to get involved with the Tosis about, go against the Tosis about Migu b'shnei Eidim, because it's Eidus. The negative about this is the Eidus is that they're speaking about themselves, which is a problem of Nogeya b'dover, of a Baal Dover. Okay? Which, you know, let's just point out right now, what is the problem, Taka, of Nogeya B'Dover, of being a Baal Dover? Very good, Ellie. What's the two problems? The Ksos discusses this at great length in Simon Lamandala. Number one, what's the simplest pshat? We're afraid he's going to lie. It's a chashash b'shaker. I mean, come on. Right? The guy is, you know, the guy is, I'm going to write down Nogeya. The guy's testifying about himself. What's the other svara? You're a korov. There's no greatest relative than a relative to oneself, right? Adam kar. Actually, I wrote on the board, ain't Adam made al atzmo. The truth is, I forgot the first part of the line of the Gemara. What's the first part of the line of the Gemara? Adam korov etzel atzmo, right? Person is a relative to himself, therefore he can't testify on himself. From the simplest reading of the Gemara, you would seem to imply that the problem the gay is korov. Oh, be a good nafkaminin. The Ksos gives of Nogeya B'Dover. And those two approaches, get them down. What is the two? What will be a nafkaminin? You testify against your interest. You have, Nogeya means you have a self-interest. Let's say you testify that you owe $1 million to someone. If you say the problem is Jasper Hacker, obviously you're not lying because it's to your detriment. So we would believe you. But if you hold that it's a formal, objective psul of Karov, we don't care what you're saying. You're always possible. Doesn't make a difference. Okay? All right. Oh. So this brings us to what Yitzi had said, and that is, what's the story with the din of Shliach Nasa Eid? Okay? When you say Shliach Nasa Eid, what does that mean? That an agent, Aaron, can become an aid. Does that also allow the Shliach to speak about himself? So the Avnei Meluyim, in Simon Lamed Hey, Sifkot and Aleph quotes B'Shem the Rivosh, that even when you speak about yourself, you're kosher l'edus. And you know why? Because there's no Negiah Mamon here. And a Baal Dover that has no Negiah Mamon is kosher l'edus. Who would deny me? Do these Shluchim get anything out of this, of delivering the get? They get nothing out of it unless they say, boy, you took a long trip. Nothing people might want to ask about the trip. Do they get anything out of it financially? Absolutely zero. By them identifying themselves as shluchim, there is no negiah b'mamon, and therefore they should be acceptable. Therefore, we have solved that kasha. We have defended that track of Eidus, that they are no longer no negiah b'dover. They are no longer no Gei B'Dover, because it might be Eidus, but the problem is of Eidus is Chashash M'Shaker. Here, Shliach Nasa Eid saves the day, and here there's no Negiah B'Dover. Oh. Now, there is a Rosh that is Soser himself. The Rosh says, on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, in the fourth parak of HaMesechta, Seches Gittin. The Rosh writes, he quotes Yerushalmi. I want you to get this. The Rosh says the following. If a man makes a shliach to take a get to his wife, sarich lachziko the shliach bifnei shnayim. You have to be able to prove that he's a shliach in front of two people. Okay? He has to prove that he's a shliach. Vein hashliach oyle mishum hashnayim, tein hashliach nasei. There is a shita, very important, that when you appoint the shliach laholacha, yes? I think we mentioned this at the beginning of the year. When the woman appoints a shliach lakabbalah, you need 2 eidim. That's a mishnah. Later on in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. I think we mentioned it. We have a lot of chazorah to do. The Feirush of Mishnah, the bottom Samach Gimel Amud Beis, running out of Samach Talav, at least the Rambam says it's an explicit mishnah. For the appointment of a shliach lakabbalah, you need 8 eidim. What about a shliach laholacha? Machloikis Ramam Rivid. Let's assume the Rosh quotes Yerushalmi holds like the Rivid, that you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover for the appointment of Shliach Lolacha. You need 2 guys. Can the Shliach count as one of the 2 guys? Shliach Nasa Eid. Writes the Rosh from Yushalmi, no, ain shliach nasaid. Since the shliach is b'mkom the Baal, we cannot believe him that the Baal made him a shliach. Because the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, it's like he's testifying on himself. Please get it. The Rosh in the fourth Berakah Gittin basically says, ain shliach nasaid. And to be able to what? Prove and to appoint the shliach lo'olacha, you need two guys. The shliach lo'olacha cannot be one of the two guys. Why not? Shliach nasaid. Answer is ain shliach nasaid. Oh, so the Tur says, the son of the Rosh, the Tur asks, Abba, you're against the Gemara. Abu Meiri, Reb Meiri, yes. You're against the Gemara in Kedushin. In Kedushin, we paskin shliach nasaid. Therefore, the Tur is choylik on his father, the Rosh. And he writes, the Yushami meant to say that the shliach's not counted as two, but he's counted as what? One. And therefore, what? Shliach nasaid. The Mela, there's no what? The Mela, there is no what? Stira at all, Lamaisen. The Rosh, Lamaisen. And that's the way you interpret. That's the way the Tur is choylik on his father, the Rosh. And that's how he interprets the Yushami. So the Tur is a pshat of Yushami shliach nasaid. The Rosh seems quite difficult. How are you going to answer the Rosh? So there is a Bach in the Drisha that answer as follows. That the Rosh was talking about a shliach who was by himself, that's puzzled to testify by himself midrabanan. Because if you're by yourself, who do you look like if you're by yourself? Who do you look like if you're by yourself? You look like the Baal. So if you look like the Baal, that looks too shaky. It doesn't look good. So we say he's puzzled. But when we talk about two shluchim, if there are two shluchim, then two shluchim can be shliach nasaid. Two shluchim is acceptable to testify in themselves that they are shluchim. And that's against the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim said here that what? That we were talking about two shluchim, and you're not believing me din Edim. Lefi the Rosh, because the what? Well, why did the Machane Ephraim not like Edim? The approach of Edim? Because you're testifying on yourself. Fakirt. The Bach and the Drisha say the two guys can say about themselves Edim. And that would solidify our Gemara. So I'm saying the Drisha, the Bach and the Drisha are against the Machane Ephraim. Because the Machane Ephraim said it can't, the Pshat in the Gemara has got to be Migu. Can't be Midin Edim because they're talking about themselves. Either two Shluchim, Shliach Nasaid, forget about it. No. Lamaisa. That's what the Machane Ephraim said. But the Bach and the Drisha said, Badavka, that's when you say Shliach Nasaid. You say Shliach Nasaid when there are two. When there are two Edim, that's when you say Shliach Nasaid. When there's one Shliach to say he looks like an Edim, that looks bad. He looks like the Baal. If he's part of two, a pair of guys, then that's not a problem. So we're pointing out that the Bach and the Drisha have to be against the Machane Ephraim. That's what they're answering. Oh, so that's one shot that you could suggest, Lamaisa. Okay, so again, I want you to get this, Lamaisa. We're basically saving the approach of Edim through the means of vehicle of what psak? Shliach Nasaid. And according to the Bach and Drisha, Shliach Nasaid will be said by two guys. The problem is by one guy, that's why the Rosh in the fourth Berakh said, one guy ain't Shliach Nasaid. But two guys is good. The Machane Ephraim said, on that, that's Dafka wrong. If the two guys are becoming Edim, then they're speaking about themselves. It's a problem. So one thing we said is that, well, no, fakir, Shliach Nasaid with two guys. And number two, they have no Nigia B'mamun here, so what should be the problem? So what's the Pshat in the Machane Ephraim? What's the Pshat in the Machane Ephraim? Why does he say two guys are a problem? No? They're speaking about themselves. Why are two guys a problem? What do you say? What's the problem? He must have understood Nogei of the Dunners being a what? A problem of what? What he must have understood Nogei of the Dunners being a problem of what? Ellie? No, Koro! They're not speaking about themselves. So they have no Nagiya Mamon. Why should we believe them? Must be it's an objective psul. So the Machane Ephraim has to hold that it's Midin Karov. That's why it says Migu is the correct pshat in the Gemara. El, you follow me? Because it was Midin Edim, right? They're not believed because they're speaking about themselves. So what? They're speaking about themselves. They have no Nagiya Mamon. Must be holding Nagiya is a problem of what? Of Karov. Philip, you got me? It's a problem of Karov. Not a problem of what? Not a problem, Chashash Mashakim. Okay? Yeah, you've been very patient. Go ahead.
Why can't you say there's a problem with they want to defend their own reputation? Don't we say that with the Edim that we know they won't lie because they want to defend their own reputation? So once
He means stam. Therefore, the reputation. Then lemaisid. Nogeh bedavar chash mashaker lemaisid. Then you want to do away with the whole institution. Nogeh bedavar. The Gemara says nogeh bedavar is posulatus. Why don't you just say everyone has a chesed kashus? We believe everybody. We don't. People lie. They want to get money. People want momentous. So if nogeh is a problem, chash mashaker, if it's to your detriment, it's fine. If you're not getting anything out, it's fine. But as Ellie's pointing out, if we no matter what, it's possible. That's this case. So that's what we're saying is the machlaikis. That's what we're saying is the machlaikis, the lice, between what? Between the din of what? That's what we're saying the machlaikis is between what? Karov and what? And the din of what? The din of Nogeh, the pshat pshat. Okay? We got it? That's the pshat that we want to suggest. Okay? Chlorkite? Everybody got it? Oh. Now there's another terrence I want to share with you with the Rush. They're in the Rush. The Rush in Kedusha says Shliach Nasa Eid, and the Rush in Gittin says Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Oh. Says the Nesivis like this. Please get it. Simekuf Memal Sivkot and Tes. That the Gemara in Kedusha is talking about Eidus Levruri Adavar. What's Levruri Adavar? To clarify that it was done properly. There the Shliach can serve as the aid. You tell me why. Because he's finished his shlichus already. So he finishes his shlichus, he'll become the aid. But for Eidus Mekiyumi Adavar, you want to serve as the shliach, the deliverer, and you also want to serve as the what? The aid kedushin. It's like, you know, you run around, you're at the chasana, right? So you're at the chasana, so he's the guy that's about to give the ring, and then he goes to the side to look at the aid. He can't be two places at the same time, no matter how quick he is. So for Eidus Lekiyumi Adavar Ein Shliach Nasei. So I want you to get that. That's the Nesivus. Very beautiful Chiyum. For Eidus Levruri Adavar, we paskin what? Shliach Nasei. Because once he finishes his Shlichus, why not be an Eid? For Eidus Lekiyumi Adavar, which is part of the act of the Kedushin or Gerushin, he can't be in two places at the same time. Therefore, we paskin Ein Shliach Nasei. That's the Chiddush. Okay? So that's another way to solve the steer in the rush. So we've had two ways to solve the steer in the rush. Oh. And the last point on this, the second Mahalach, is that the Stipler says, look closely at our Gemara. What is the Lashon of our Gemara? Ma ilu yomru v'fanenu gershem ilo mehem. Stipler in the end of Simon Hay. What does he say? He says like this. He says, the guys, Shliach Nasein, are believed to say they were Makadish or Megarish. They're not believed that they're Shluchim. Because they're not allowed to testify in themselves. So the Stipler says, what's the Lashon of Bifanenu Gershem Ilo Mehemna? Granted, they're not believed on the Shlichus, because that they're saying on themselves. But what are they believed on? The Gerish and Midin Eidus. Memela, they're believed that they're Shluchim Midin Miku. In other words, the Stipler is like splicing. He says, you're right. They're not believed at all to say that they're shluchim, midinate. They can't testify in themselves. It's like a formal psul. That I agree, he says. But why are they believed to say that they're divorced? Philip, midin what? Aiden. They can be aiden. Once they're believed to say the fanenu gershem midin aidis, then through the back door, they're believed midin migu to say that they are shluchim. That's what he wants to say. Memela, they believe it's their shluchim midin migu. Very interesting. It's a little bit, in other words, it's kind of like turning the Gemara around. Usually we've been saying the first claim is that they're shluchim, right? And they could have a migu to say the fanenu migirsha. The Stipler says if they said the fanenu migirsha, they're believed midin aidin. They're Aiden. But once you believe them, he didn't Aiden, we can, through the back door, say they had a migu to say that they're also shluchim. That's what the Stipler wants to interpret pshat in the Gemara. Okay, interesting pshat. That's a chiddush that he wants to suggest. Shliach nasa Aid, you know what it means, Yitzi? They're believed to say there was a divorce or there was kedushin. That's all. And that's it alone. Shliach nasa Aid will be an Aid to testify they're divorced. But once you say that, then through the back door, midin migu, they can believe to testify in themselves. Midin migu, not midin aidus. You understand how I say it's like the reverse of the Gemara? The Poshup Shad HaGemar is that they say that they're shluchim to the Migra, they could have said Fanin Gersha. Here the Snipers says Fanin Gersha is Midin Edis. They're not believed to say on them so shluchim Midin Edis because they're Mesapra al Atzma. Either no Nagiyah, but that must be the Snipers her held there was a Karo. It's a formal psum. But once they're believed to say there was a divorce, Midin Edim, through the back door, Midin Migu, now they're also believed to say they're shluchim. That's what he wants to say. Okay? That's the Snipers trapped in the bar. So that finishes the second subtopic in the Mahalik. That's the second Mahalik. All right. Thirdly, let's go. Thirdly, we wanted you to see the Rashba. The Rashba there. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba says the reason that Lamaisa there believed is they could have said Befenin Megirsha. Please get the Rashba. That Stavka by Aiden Cherub. The Rashba that we wanted to see was Dir Masa Tashma, Davka, Aidim, Sheirim. These two guys cannot be brothers. They can't be a father and son. They cannot be people that are postulatus. The two shluchim must be what? Kosher ladies. That's what the Rashba says. And if they are Krovim, they are postulatus, and they would not be believed to say Fenenu Gersha. And now what would you need them to do? This is the punchline. The two guys don't have to say Befanenechtav. Why not? The two guys don't have to say Befanenechtav because there's a Migu that can say Befanenechtav Migersha or Midinatus. But if they're Krovim, then what? Then you're off Tsuris. Then they're going to have to say what? Then they're going to have to, they would be, if they're Krovim, they don't have the ability to testify about Befanenechtav Migersha. So what are they going to have to say? Befanenechtav. Excellent. What's the next point that I'm going to say now? If that's the case, it must be the Rashba holds that for purposes of Kiyum Shtaris, please get that down, go ahead, we allow who? We allow Krovim. That's what the Rashba says, Beferish and Hamid Beis. He writes that Beferish. It writes that Beferish that for Edus of Kiyum Shtaris there were Machshir Edim Krovim. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be acceptable. So in other words, if they would say Befanei Nechta, there's no problem. If the two guys are Krovim, you don't have an out to say Befanei Gersha, they're Edim. Edim are Psulim, Edim Krovim are Psulim. But what are you going to make him say now? Befanei Nechta, but they're still Krovim. No problem. Kiyum Shtaris is different. Adis is not Torah, Krov is not acceptable. Kiyum Shtaris is the rabbinic institution, we were Mekel. And that's what you have to say, Lamaisa. This is what you have to say. In other words, according to the Rashba, Lamaisa, when they say that we're Shluchim, it's not Adis al Kiyum, which is shared with Krovim, Lamaisa, and therefore would not help with Krovim, because they don't have the Migu of a family Gersha. That you need Adis Ksherib. So you have to assume, Lamaisa, that we're working midin, and this is the Chiddush. The Rashba is going to be l'shitosoi that by kiyum shtaris psulim are what are acceptable. It's very important. So when you say b'fanenu migirsha in our Gemara, the Rashba says we're only talking about non-krovim, because l'maisa, how could you have the out to say b'fanenu migirsha if they're krovim? It's not acceptable halacha l'maisa. So that's what the Rashba basically says. I want to say that it's l'shitosoi. Okay. According to the Rashba, though, do you need Agada Bebeis Din? According to the Rashba, do you need Agada Midin Beis Din or not? Again, let me ask you. According to the Rashba, is it Midin Migu or Edim? What would you say? According to the Rashba, is it Midin Migu or is it Midin Edim? What do you say? What's the Poshup Shot in the Rashba? That they're believed Midin what? Midin Migu. Right? Because Krovim don't have the Migu. If they're believe me, Taurus Aidim, then Krovim are also Postulatus. No? What's the Rashba's point? What's the Rashba's Chiddush? Why don't you get it? It's not hard. It's not even hard. What's the Rashba's point of this Gemara? What's his point? His point is that, you know what? Two guys don't have to sit before an Echad. That's the Gemara. Why? Because they have it out to sit before an enemy Gersha. That's only if they're not Krovim. But if they're Krovim, they don't have that out. And what are the Krovim going to have to say? The Kroma are going to have to say b'fanei netam, b'fanei nechtam. So must be by Kim Starr's Romeko, by Krovin. But let me ask you, what forced him to say that they can't be Krovin? What forced him to say that they can't be Krovin? If they're believed me din what? You know, does he have to say they're believed me din migu? And the Krovin don't have a migu, but so what? Nishkeferlach. We don't care if Krovin don't have the migu because they can always testify and say, that there's no problem. If it's midin edus, then you got a problem, Lamaisa. Because why? If it's midin edus, there always should be a problem. There always should be a problem. There always should be considered to be a problem, Lamaisa. Whether they say b'fanenu migirsha, whether they say b'fanenu nechum fanenu nechum, it's always midin edim, Lamaisa. Should be a problem. The Rishmu Rizovsky wants to say it's mashum and rashma, the believe midin migu, and krovim don't have that migu. If they're nema materis edim, then krovim are posulatis. Krovim should be posulatis, lemaisa. So they shouldn't even get off the ground. That's what he wants to say. Okay. He wants to claim, and that nakuda we have to think about. I don't know why is it conclusive the Rashba has to hold midin migu? Why is that conclusive the Rashba has to hold midin migu? Nonetheless, we got to get the Rashba sheet. That the Gemara by us, that two guys don't have to say, talking about non-krovim. If they are Krovin, you're finished. Because they cannot say the Fanina Migirsha, because Adam are postulates. So what will they have to say if they're Krovin? The Fanenu Nechum Fanenu Nechum. You must say that by Kiyum Shtaris Rumekel. So somehow Rishmu Rizovsky said it must be a riot that Rashba holds it's Midin Migu. You have to think about it. Why is that a riot that it's Midin Migu? But there's one other Nakuda we know the Rashba said. And that is you need Haggadah Bebezin. They have to testify that it's Haggadah Bebezin. So that's why I'm saying, if it's midin migu, do you ever have a migu that has to be in Bezdin? Of course not, right? Of course not. So what does he mean, midin migu? Saying the Rashba says it's midin what? Midin, you need agadah b'Bezdin. So it could be here, there's no migu chutz l'Bezdin. If they testify for the Negirsha, they're believed. Only as Edim, only in Bezdin. So who are the Namin that believe that they're shluchei about ela b'Bezdin? Maybe, okay. In other words, the Rashba might hold. I want you to get that. For some reason, you only have a Chiddush of Edim or Gigu in Bezdin. See, that's the pilpul here. What does the Rashba hold? Does he hold Midin Edis or Midin Migu? Well, we know the Rashba says they have to testify in Bezdin. That seems to be quite telling that it's a Midin Edis. Edis has to be said in Bezdin. Does Migu have to be said in Bezdin? Maybe. Maybe you don't have a Migu outside on the street. Maybe you don't. But Lemaisa, this is all an exercise. Does the Rashba hold Midin Migu, Midin Edis, like we set up the two tracks? It's hard to pin down, that's what we're saying. But we know the evidence of the Rashba. The evidence of the Rashba is he makes two statements. You need Edim Cherim. If you have Edim Krovim, you're going to have to say B'fanen Echim, B'fanen Echim, and that's good. That's the second statement, that Krovim are good by Kim Stars. The Rashba, actually Rashba, we know has three statements. And the third statement is you need Haggadah B'Bezdin. Okay? Well, that's Midin Edis or Migu, it's hard to pin down. Rishmu Rizovsky, that's how I want to say it's Midin Migu. We have to, the question is, do you have to say like that? That's what we're just suggesting. But I want you to get the three Chidushim, the Rashba. Number one, they have to be done with Edim Kshayrim. If there are Edim that are Krovim, they don't have the Alp of Fanin and Gershon, they'll have to sit Fanin and Echtem. Number two is they see by Kim Stars, bless you, that what Krovim are acceptable. And number three, you need not go to be based. Okay? Fine. This is the Mahalif that we wanted to see the Fanin Migirsha. Okay. Alright. Now, did you get a chance to go by the Gemara with the Tais on the bottom? Did everyone get the Tais on the bottom? Tais is hard on the bottom. Did you get it? And I didn't give you the gun. There's another Rebbe Kiva here. I didn't give it to you. There's another Rebbe Kiva here. Alright, you know what? Let's leave it for tomorrow with the Tisus and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, okay? I didn't give you the Rebbe Kiva. You gotta look at the Rebbe Kiva Eger. And then we have to go weiter in the Gemara with the Tisus and Rebbe Kiva Eger. Let's go to now Chumash about Nisuin, okay? Let's go to Chumash about Nisuin. We'll pick it up tomorrow on that Tisus, okay? Hard Tisus, but it's not so hard. The Rebbe Kiva Eger. Oh. All right. We have in the Pasuk in Chumash, Perek, Chav Dalet, Pasuk Samach Aleph. yesterday's parsha. The Torah says, "Vayavarchus Rivka." They blessed Rivka. Who blessed Rivka? Must have been Sewell was already dead. The Medrash says, right? Malach had killed him. The Vayavarchus Rivka. They blessed Rivka. Must have been the mother and Lavan. Achoseno Hayit Lalfe Revova. Yes. Many Mesadim Kedushin. The Rav that's Mesada Kedusha says the bracha to the Kala. Should say a bracha to the Kala right after the Bedekah. Some don't, some Mesada Kedusha don't because Lovin said it. But the fact is, you must add it was a brother, a love for a sister who was wishing her well. And therefore, for millennia, this became part of the minig that the Rav is Mesada Kedusha says the bracha to the Kala after the Bedekah. Okay? Oh. This is very difficult. Why do I say this? We all know that there are two parts halachically in a marriage. Okay, Bez Hashem, you all get married, you'll see this. There is a halach of kedushin, where when the husband gives the ring, the kesef to the woman, she's asra kuli alma kehakdish. There is number one stage called kedushin. That's the first mishnah kedushin. Man can acquire with kesef, shtar, and bia. But then there is a second stage, and the Gemara writes that Rav would flog someone who's mekadesh a woman with bia. They would wait 12 months. They would wait 12 months. Mishnah writes in Ksubis and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph to prepare for the wedding, that she should get jewelry. I'm sorry, that she should get jewelry, he should prepare the mominus. He doesn't need jewelry, right? Second one is nesuin. After 12 months, there is a nesuin which accomplishes what? A heter for the chosin to be with the kala. Most Rishonim say that if the husband lives with his kala before nesuin, you're over an issur d'rabbanan. There is a ravid, though, that writes, it is an issur d'araisa. Amazing rival. In fact, maybe we could suggest, we once suggested, that maybe this is the marker for the Prichodesh. Most Achronim say it's Aserdi Shmura Matzah near of Pesach. Yushalmi has a Lashon, and somebody eats Matzah. Shmura Matzah near of Pesach is Bol Arusasa Beschamov. It's like he lived with his Kala as a Rusa in his father-in-law's house. He couldn't wait till the wedding. So too he ate the Matzah. The Shmura Matzah. Most Achronim say that's an issur d'rabbanan. There is a pre-chadosh that claims if you eat shmur matzah and repent, it's an issur d'araisa. Where did he get it from, this pre-chadosh? So maybe we could suggest he got it from the ravid's pshat. The ravid is the one rishon that says that a chassan lives with his arusa before nesuin, you're over issur d'araisa. So therefore it could be the pre-chadosh learned up that Yushami like the ravid did. The mela, there's an issur d'araisa. However you slice it, there are two stages in a wedding. And the truth is, Bisman HaZeh, of course we don't wait 12 months, we do it in all one shot, but Tosfos in Meseches Arvei Pesachim quotes a Rashi in the Tshuvas that writes, that we commemorate this gap. How do we commemorate this gap? We read the ksuba between the kedushin and the sunni. You ever been in a chasana? Of course you've been. Right, you do the kedushin, right? You say the two brachas. He's b'man of the eid in the chasan. He gives her the ring. Before he gives the ring, he says, Arim HaKadoshes Li, Mekudeshes. Then you call up the Rav to read the ksuba. And Rav Shet always points out, if you want to give a Dvar Torah or a Divrei Bracha, a Rav, under the chuppah, you should say it right then and there after the reading of the ksuba. You shouldn't do it at the end. After the Shevar Brachos. He doesn't like that. Because the Gemara says, Meritz in Chasson and Kala. You're supposed to rush them right after the Shevar Brachos to the Cheder Yuchu. That's supposed to give a Joshua right then and there. Should be right then in the middle to have the gap. So we commemorate this gap very strongly. Okay? But that is the purpose of Nisun. The purpose of Nisun is to create a Heter Labayla. Okay? Oh. Now, we now will embark upon, let's get it, okay? I wrote this up in the Beis Yitzchak many years ago. Six kashas on the topic of Nisuin. Let's get there. Okay? Number one. Toisus in Ksubis on Zion and Mibay says, what was the bracha that they said to Rivka? The Poshev Shad Toisus says, you know what it was? Birkus Nisuin. Asks the Gvuris Yitzchak Sorotskin, Shlita, the great Goyim, what is the definition of chuppah according to the Rambam? Chuppah is synonymous with the word nesuin. Very important to know that. Chuppah is synonymous with nesuin. Erusin is synonymous with the word kedushin. Same thing. What is the Rambam's definition of nesuin? Chuppah, what's the definition of chuppah according to the Rambam? Yichud. Excellent, yes. Yichud. Yichud. When did Yitzchak have Yichud with Rivka? 3 days later. Took a long time. Why on earth are they saying the bracha right now? When they're still by Beis Lovin. It was too early, premature. That's the first kasha, the Avarchus Rivka. According to Tyson, Subis was the biggest Nisu in the Poshup Shop. How could they be saying it? It was too early. That's number one. Aaron, you got it? Number two. The Rambam writes that chup is yichud. Therefore, if a person, you have a wedding where the woman turns out to be a nida on her wedding day, what's the din? The loch is that we don't push off the wedding. He can't be alone with her in the yichud room, and you leave the door open, you could count him there, and it's a very private thing. No one has to know about it except the Chosakala and the Rav. That's it. And we don't push off the wedding. The Rambam, though, held you push off the wedding. Because he said the Yichud has to be Ruhi Labiyah. And if she's in need, it's not Ruhi Labiyah. And therefore, even Spartan don't hold like the Rambam. The Chabar, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Rambam. We never push it off. But what do you see? According to the Rambam, that a chuppah needed is not acceptable. You'd have to do the marriage again. However, the Rambam writes, if you said the Shevet Brachas by mistake, you have to do the Yichud again later when she's no longer needed and went to Mikveh, but you don't need to repeat the Shevet Brachas. Asks the Meiri, Rabbeinu Shelayim, if a Chuppah's need is nothing, then you said 7 Brachas in vain, Levatola. You should have to say new Shevet Brachas. You should have to say new Shevet Brachas. You follow me? And the Shevet Brachas are very important. You know, the Tosfos quotes of Brisa and Maseches Kala Rabasi, one of the Maseches Ketanis. You know, there's 63 Maseches in Shas and Mishnayis and Gemara, but there are Maseches Ketanis that are Brises. One of them is the Brisa Kala Rabasi. You know, like Maseches Sofrim, Maseches Sitzis, Maseches Gerin, Avos Reb Nosson. There are many Maseches Ketanis. You can find them all in the back of the Avodah Zarah. There's 63 Maseches of Mishnayis and Gemara. In the price of Kala Rabasi, it says Kala Bula Bracha Asur Labayla Kenidin. So you have to make sure you say all the Shevet Brachas. It's very important. It's not a Nisid Yeraisa, but it's like a Nisid Rabbanon. That's why when Masada Kedusha, they use a card, one card. Sometimes the caterers, you know, they run the show and they have different cards. I've seen more than once where they've mixed up the cards and the brachas are set out of order. And some of the brachas are a complicated shaylas, whether if you've already said one, maybe you don't have to say all of them. So you have to make sure. So I don't let the caterer do, and I use my card, and I pass out the card to each guy. And I point to the number. Point to the number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There shouldn't be a mistake. Oh. But the Miri, the second kasha is what? If a chuppah's need is nothing, then the 7 brachas are what in vain? Why does the Rambam himself say that, well, you don't need to repeat the Shevet Brachas? You need to repeat the chuppah, Shlomi, but you don't need to repeat the Shevet Brachas. That's the second kasha. We got it? What's the first kasha? Yevarchus Rivka. The brachas are too premature, Birkas Nesuin. Chuppah's yichud according to the Rambam. It happened 3 days later. Second kasha is, if chuppah's need is nothing important to the Rambam, it's got to be really levita. Why are the Shevet Brachas acceptable? You don't need to repeat the Shevet Brachas, you need to repeat the chuppah miri's kasha. Third kasha. The Rambam in Pirik Yud says that Chuppah Zichud, Hilchos Ishus. Pirik Yud and Hilchos Ishus, he writes this. Rambam, in another place, asks Rav Naftali, draw up the great tzaddik, Zatzal, Rebbe by the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. The Rambam writes a Pirik of Beis in Hilchos Ishus, that if the husband brings his kala into his domain, doesn't have to be Yichud, it can be a multitude of people there, he brings her into his apartment or his home, that's called chuppah, that's called nesuin, and he gains exclusive rights to be made for her nedarim. Normally during erusin he shares it with the father, his father-in-law. What happens if she dies after achnas loshus? He is yorisher, not the father, he is. What do you see from the Rambam? Now what's the definition of nesuin? Not yichud, but what? Achnasus l'rishus. Third kasha. Stira baramba. Fourth kasha. The Mishnah writes in Meseches Yumin and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say? What does it say? It states that when the Kohen Gadol does his Avodas Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur, he has to be in a state of being married. V'chipir ba'ado uva'ad beso. He atones for his home, for himself, his family, his kohanim, the family of kohanim, and all of Klai Yisrael, beso zu ishto. He must be married when he does the avodas Yom Kippurim. To the degree the Mishnah sets up the Yushami's Masber, that he has to set up a backup wife. In the event, God forbid, his first wife dies, he's mekanis the second wife, al-tanai, that it clicks in on Yom Kippur. If the first wife dies on Yom Kippur. And it's considered to be nesuin. Kedushin nesuin. How is the chuppah ruya labia? There's an iser tashmash amita on Yom Kippur. According to the Rambam, you cannot have nesuin unless the chuppah is ruya labia. If it's not ruya labia, it's nishkini chuppah. How does the first Mishnah in Yuma get off the ground? See the Rama. That's the fourth kasha. Fifth kasha. There is a machloikis Rav and Shmuel in Yevamos and Daf Nun Zayin. Very interesting machloikis in Yevamos and Daf Zayin. Nun Zayin rather. Nun Zayin in the base. Whether there's a din of yesh chuppah lepsulos. What does that mean? Yesh chuppah lepsulos. It's a machlokes of Yochanan, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We pass like Rav, the Rambam says. What's the din of a kohen marries a grusha? It's an isolah, but are the kedushin tofsin? Yes. It clicks in their marriage to the degree that it defames her and desecrates her. She loses the privilege of eating truma ever again. Even if in the event she marries a kohen, even if she was a bas kohen, she can't go back to her father's house. If her husband ends up dying or divorcing her, she never can eat truma again. It clicks in to mess her up. Yesh chuppah lepsulos, Rav says, in Yevamos daf what? Daf nun zayin. The Rambam paskes it ladina in Hilchos Trumas perek zayin halacha chaf aleph. Yesh chuppah lepsulos. Okay? Yesh chuppah lepsulos. Why does it click in? It's not ruya labia. They're not supposed to. There's an issue of. Why does it click in to mess her up, to desecrate her? That's the fifth kasha. According to the Rami, the chuppah, it's ruya labia. This is not ruya labia. And number six, the Mishnah writes explicitly in Ksubis, on the bottom of Memchesem and Aleph. What is the definition of Nesuin? Moser Av L'Shluchei Abal. Or Moser Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abal. It is Hachnosos L'Rishus. Do you know what the Torah quotes in Siman Nun Hei and Ibn Ezer? There are five Shittas in Rishonim. What exactly this word means, Nesuin or Chuppah? What does it mean precisely? It's very unclear. There are five Shittas. I want you to get it. The Rambam writes it's Yichud. The Ran writes it's Achnasus L'Rishus. Tosfos in Yuma and Yubayz Meis called Yusham means the Bedekin, which is quite unique, because the Bedekin, that means Nesuin, is being done before the Kedushin, which is quite bizarre, yes? That's another Machlokes. The Ritva and the Ramban write that Nesuin before Kedushin is good. The Masas Bin Yomin and Simin Sadi says not acceptable. So Rav Shechter pointed out to us, if you say, Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to us very beautifully, let's say God forbid a chassan dies after the bedekin, before the chuppah, is she a widow? Even if you hold like the Ritva and the Ramban, that Nesuin is before Kedushin, she's not a widow. She's not married yet. We don't paskin like Rav Huna, and daf heim and off that chuppas koina, only kesef shar and bia. Right? Chuppas koina according to Rav Huna in the bottom of heim and off Kedushin. We don't hold like Rav Huna. So what it means according to Ritva and Ramban that Nesuin is chal before Kedushin means when you do the Kedushin, Nesuin clicks in. But it won't be chal before. Meaning if you hold like the Masas Bin Yomin, you'll have to do a Nesuin again. You follow me? The machlokes as to whether Nesuin works before Kedushin, that means when the Kedushin happens, Nesuin clicks in. If you hold Nesuin doesn't work before Kedushin, that means you'll have to do Nesuin again after the Kedushin. You follow me? So that's the pshat in the bedek. There is a taz in the Zavelis in Simon Shin mouth that seems to imply she's somewhat married, which is a pella, very big pella. We assume against Rav Huna. When Rav Huna said chuppas koine, the machlokes the tais and the tais are rosh. When chuppas koine, does it do everything kedushin nesuin in one shot, or do you have to repeat the chuppah again to do the nesuin? Machlokes taisus against the tais are rosh. Taisin yivomus dachman zayin against the tais are rosh and kedushin davayim and aleph. So how many shittas? Rambam Yichu. Ran, Knossos L'Rishus. Toises, quotes you, Shaman, Yuma, Yubez, Meis, Bedekin. Fourth shita, just being under the chuppah with one's kala. Literally, chuppah. And number five, being under the chuppah, having Sheva Brachas with her, and eating the meal. You have to eat the meal, too. Having the suda. When you get married, you should make sure you have the suda. You eat, too. I remember my wedding, I ate, so my friends were making fun of me. I said, this is shita. Shita, you have to eat. Plus the fact I was hungry. To make sure that you eat, okay? Everyone's all worried, you know, be greedy. Okay, of course you got to greet a woman. You can still eat also. Not a steer. Plus the fact of fulfilling one of the shittas of what Nesuin is. How on earth can there be a struggle, bless you, Philip, of the five shittas in Rishonim of what Nesuin dash chuppah is when what? When there's an explicit mission in Ksubis. Mishnah says in Ksubis it means Achdos L'Rishus. If it means Achdos L'Rishus, then the pshat is it's quite difficult. If it's Achdos L'Rishus, then the Mishnah says explicitly, what are the Rishonim struggling with the sheet is? That's the sixth kasha. So we got the six kashas. Thazer over quickly. Number one, the Yivarchus Rivka was too early. It's a Birkas Nesuin. Koin the Rami Chuppas Yichud later. Second kasha, Rami says Chuppas Nidis are nothing. So why if you said Sheva Brachas is it good? You don't have to repeat the Sheva Brachas. You got to repeat the Chuppah Miri's kasha. Third kasha, Snira Baramba. Chuppas Yichud. And then he writes Achnas of Lurishus. But Gabi what? A first in Dharam in Rusha. Fourth kasha, Mishnah B'Yumid. Koin Gondas Gabi in the state of marriage. How can you have Nesuin? This is Isra Tasha Amit and Yom Kippur. Fifth kasha, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis. How do you pass in the Chuppah L'Psulis? That the Chuppah is called to mess her up, she loses her privilege of eating Truma, going with the Grusha. Should be nothing, it's not really the Bia. And the sixth Kasha, how are the Rishonim struggling on to define Chuppah precisely? It's an explicit mission. Six Kashas on the topic of Nesuin. Oh, what's a Teretz? I saw a Teretz from Yitzchak Sorotsky and Vuris Yitzchak. He didn't ask all the six Kashas, he asked two or three. He added on Kashas. Wants to answer them based on the Naftali Trump, Tzatzah, the Naftali, that there are two dinim in chuppah. There's a chuppah in dinim ominous, and there's a chuppah in what? In the ishus. There's a first din of chuppah that accomplishes the financial requirements, and then there's a second din of the ishus, the conjugal rights, the private matters between a chosun and kala. Those are chrayas of oinu, conjugal right. That's a second thing. Says Rav Naftali, Dogen. Let's start from six. Let's start from six. There are five sheet that's struggling what Nesu'in is. Everyone agrees that Achnasas Merushus fulfills the first requirement, the first din of the Dinim Amunus. She's in your domain now. You have a responsibility to support her, to give her Mazonis, share Zeus. You have a responsibility. What the Rishonim are arguing on, what do you need to fulfill the second din? The Ran says the same thing. Ram says, no, you need Yichud. You shall meet the Yishkosh, you need Bedekin. Or you need under be in the Chuppah. Or you need on the Chuppah with the Shevarach with the meal. What do you need to accomplish the second requirement? That answered the sixth kasha. Everyone got it? Follow? That answered the sixth kasha. What's the fifth kasha? Yesh chuppah l'psulus. Yes, it clicks in to mess her up, to desecrate her. Because in the dini momentus, it clicked in. Even though they can't be together, there's an ishalav, there's an isherbiya, but so what? The dini momentus clicks in. So the mainland messes her up, her privilege of eating truma. We'll view the truma as a privilege of momentus. The fourth kasha. The Kohen Gadol has to be in a state of being married, but he can't have tashmimita with his wife on Shtar HaChuppah Levi on Yom Kippur. The answer is, who says he has to be fulfilled, has to be a chuppah regarding the second din? The first din of the din imamunus is enough. He has a chiv to support her on Yom Kippur, that she has food to eat. Oh, she can't eat, okay, you're right, but she has to have clothes, right? That first din implied that chiv barbaro, basos, rishos, the din imamunus should be. How do you answer the third kasha? The stira baramba. No stira baramba. Why is it no stira baramba? Because the Rambam holds to accomplish the dini mamun shabo, it's achnasus what? It's achnasus l'rishus. Yes? It's achnasus l'rishus. That's why he gains exclusive rights of first of Dharam and Yerusha. Yes? But for the what? The marital element, that you need yichud. The yichud is what? A chuppah snid, it's not good. And how does it answer the second kasha, the Miri's kasha? Chuppah snid. You have to repeat the chuppah. Why don't you need to repeat the sheva brachas? Because the sheva brachas that were said, at least the chuppah nidah was chal regarding what? The din imamunus shabal. It was chal regarding the din imamunus shabal. Memeilu what? Memeilu, you don't need to repeat the sheva brachas. And the sheva brachas were not brachal of atalmas. And you fulfilled the din of kala bibrochim. It's muteris labayim. But you need to do a new chuppah though, of course. And how does it answer the first kasha? How does it answer the first kasha? Vayevarchu es Rivka. Lovin. I don't know, such a great galamdin, but Lovin thought there was a din nesu'in beginning right then and there. You know what the Sfornu says on the spot? That's what I gave in the Mara Makayus. You know what the Sfornu says? Vayevarchu es Rivka. Look it up, Pasuk Samach Aleph. It's an amazing thing. Mass Vorno. Moser Shliach Ha'av Leshluche Habal. Who was the Shliach of the Av? Lovin. Psua was dead. He was Nifter already. Leshluche Habal Eliezer. Granted, it's Shluche really of Avram, but based on the Dafyomi yesterday, it was a Zochin Ladam Shlobo Fonov. He knew Avram that Yitzchak would want to marry Rivka. So the father can be a Shliach. Normally the Gemara says it's only if the son expressed interest in marrying a specific woman can the father be a Shliach and marry and act as a Shliach. That's only if he expressed an interest, Poshim Shad. Okay? But here we assume it was slam dunk. For sure that what? Yitzchak wanted to marry Rivka. So the Sforno writes at this time, not only was there a Kedushin, but there was a Nesu'in. What level? What din was fulfilled? The din imamunus. The achnasus l'rishus. She was put under the auspices of the Shluchei HaBaal. And therefore the bracha, love and held, was not too early and not too premature. And the Birkas Nesu'in was recited properly. Maybe that's why the Minhag Olam is to follow what Lovin did. Even though he wasn't a good guy, right? But maybe for millennia we give the bracha because the bracha was actually set out pi halacha properly. Granted, you should wait after all the nesu'in. It's going to be what's fulfilled, but He thought the process began. It was enough of a nesuin for it to be what? For it to be recited. And that's the beer via Barclays Rifkin. This tells us the two dinim. One sec, Yossi. This is very, very telling. This is unbelievable. If you look in the Rambam, I want you to get this. The Rambam is an amazing statement. In Pirik Yud, Allah Habez and Nechashish. It's amazing. I'll tell you what he writes. Oh, listen to what he says. Avim Haisa needed. Listen up. If he says, Avim Haisa needed. Afa Pisha Nichnasul Chupa. Fenis Yachar Ima. Lo Gomru Hanisuin. I even wrote it in black letters here. Emboldened. Right? Lo Gomru Hanisuin. Bahari hi karusa dai. I mean, I didn't, when they printed it, but I underlined it 10 times. I literally did it underlined 10 times so they would make sure they do it. What does it mean? Lo gamru hanesuin bari kurarusa dai. What do those words mean in Lumbus? The nesuin has not finished, but it's begun. A chup is needed. He says it's begun, but she's still like an arusa, but on the other hand, the nesuin has begun. What's the pshat? It's begun regarding the first din. It's a beautiful pshat of Rabbi Naftali. It's begun regarding the dini mamunishibah. The ishus element hasn't been full because she doesn't need it. But it has begun. On the other hand, since it hasn't finished, she's still karusa. Mamish comes off the page in the beer in the Rambam. Yossi, go ahead.
Exactly. Which stage in our formal wedding now is the mamunishibah?
Well, Lamaisa, according to what we're saying, It depends on all the shittas. Really depends on all the shittas. But based on what we're saying, it would probably begin for the Achnasas HaRishus, Lamaisa, which happens in the Yichud room at the same time. The Yichud room does well. You're right. Unless you hold like the shittah of what? The Bedeket. See, we're trying to be machmer for all the shittas at a wedding. We mark before all the shoes. So if you hold Bedeckin, then the Bedeckin creates it. But as we're saying, it only clicks in at the time of the Kedushin. Doesn't click in before. Right? So it depends what sheet you hold. We're trying to fulfill all those sheets. That's what we assume that he is. Some have a chumra even to rent the room. But we assume you don't have to do that. You know, to rent the room that said it was the chosins that he's bringing her into his room. But look, if you're renting the whole hall, right? Should fall into that pashas. Okay? That's the pashas. Okay. Let's just close with as follows. Tomorrow we'll invite you to the Marma Kisabdinet, okay, with the Taisis. We're working on the Taisis with the Kibag. I'll give you more Marma kindness. How do you view Nisuin? Do you view Nisuin as a separate Kinyan of Kedushin or a Gemara Kinyan of Kedushin? You follow what I'm saying? Is it a separate Kinyan or is it considered to be a Gemara of the Kedushin? Laman afkemin. Laman afkemin. I'll give you an afkemin. I want you to get this. It's very related. I want to do it besides getting, because we're going to get into as well. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyum Mehadavar for Nisun? What do you say? If it's a Guap, separate Kenyan, you better believe you need Eidus L'Kiyum Mehadavar. If it is a Gemara Kenyan of the Kedushin, it happens automatically. And there is no need for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Who discusses this? Dor Sameach and Ishus, Perek Yud. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar or not? And there is a Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Yud that says, B'Shem Rav Nisim Gaon, there's a whole Tosfos there, that you do not need Das for the Nisuin. It happens automatically. And therefore, what do you mean it happens automatically? Do you remember we mentioned last week, I think it was? Remember we said different pshatim and why you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar? Remember we had the Rav, Reb Chaim, the Ksois, right? Remember that? We had four pshatim and what Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar was. Reb Chaim assumes that for Yibum and Chalitza, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. It happens automatically. The same thing would be by Nisuin, according to Rav Nisim Gaon. You don't need a high level of Das. Anytime you're dealing with a category that does not need a high level of Das, you do not need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. So would Nisuin need or not? Well, if it's a Gemara Kinyan, then you would not. If it's a separate Kinyan, then you would need. That's one nafkamina. Let's just close with the last nafkamina. We don't have time to do all the nafkaminas, but a second nafkamina, please get it. There's a Dagul Mirvava in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Mem Beis that they used to have a minig that the chassan would be mechabed the rav to do the bedekin based on shlichus. Based on shlichus. And the rav thought that that minig was incorrect. Why? Because you can only point a shlich in a category where you can make a what? A tanai. Milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. Reb Chaim says, bailus. If you have bailus on a category, you can appoint a shliach, you can make a tanai. If you can't make a tanai, you cannot make a shliach. Therefore, how on earth can you appoint a shliach to do the nisuin? And therefore, the Rav thought that that was not right, and the chassan should have to do the bedekin himself, and not be helped by anyone else. So it plugs in like this. If you hold that nisuin is a separate kinyan, then you need a high level of das, then you could appoint a shliach. If you hold it nisuin as a gemar kinyan, it's automatic. You don't need a high level of das. Therefore, you cannot appoint a shliach. See, there's a chumra nekula. If it's a separate kinyan, we said you need eidus lekiyumei hadavar. And if it's a separate kinyan, you can want, you cannot lemaisa. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? If you hold the suin is a separate kinyan, yes, you need eidus lekiyumei hadavar. If you hold it's a gemar kinyan, you don't need eidus lekiyumei hadavar. What about making a shliach? If you hold you don't need a high level of das, it's automatic. You don't have bialas on it. You cannot make a shliach. So you don't need eidus lekiyumei hadavar and you cannot make a shliach. It's not a chumra kula. They're both chumras. They're both gulas. If you hold, you don't. It's if you hold, it's a gemar kinyan. You don't need eidus lekiyumei hadavar and you cannot make a shliach. Okay. Not requiring eidus lekiyumei hadavar is a what? Is a gula. And the chumra is you cannot make a shliach. But if you hold it, nisuin is a separate kinyan. Then what do you got to do? You need eidus lekiyumei hadavar, which is a chumra, and you could appoint a shliach, and there's a kula. So each one has a chumra and a kula. All right, we'll stop here. Chazer over. Let's stop mincha, and we'll go back to tomorrow. Yes, you call it. Oh, what's the time for Yom Shlomi? Time for Yom. Shkoy gor. You all right? You all right? Ashrei me, you all right? Good. You had some. Oh, with your mom? Oh, why you? Oh, okay. Oh, there was open house for the college, you mean?
Yeah.
Shkoy. Oh. What did you say?
I have a question. The nearest question on the Rambam.
Yeah.
Even with the two deacons and the suin, didn't neither of them happen still? If Achanasa and Harishus happens by the Yichud room, the Shavar Brachas were still before that.
Let's stop Mincha. You ask me after? Let's stop Mincha. Where's Shlomi? Oh. Or is it sitter there or you Josh? Do you have a sitter down there? Ashrei Yoshevitecho, Yuchasolo. Ashrei Yoshevitecho, Yuchasolo. Ashrei Yoshevitecho, Yuchasolo. Rimi Chalei Melet, Baruch Shulim Chalei Rechaker. Yelah Shulim Chalei Lodonoi. Chulu Miyoi. Baruch Shulim Chaker. Dora Lodoi Shabbat Masech, Avur Adach Agiru. Adak Avur Adach Adibi Yom Adach Asicha. Baruch Shulim Adach Emeim, Lach Zavir Nen Zecharat Chaviv, Zecharat Nen Uchadu, Baruch Shulim Adoi Noi. Erech Apayim Gol Chosek, Tovar Nen Lakov, Baruch Shulim Adach Mosu. Yuchad Adach Masech, Lach Zavir Nen Zecharat Chaviv, Zecharat Nen Uchadu, Baruch Shulim Adach והודיע לבני אדם ואותם 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 בכל דור ודור סוימך עדוי נוי לכל הנוי פלים סוי כיף לכל הכפוף מיני יכול לחץ ברוב אדם ונכון איתו ואותך את ידך מספיע לכל חי רצון סליק את דנוי בכל רוח וסכם מוס קודם ברם כמו שהוא אומר צורים וסב יתום השמיים פרח לא אבקל של שמי תלת נוי את הרפי ברוך בוסר שכמו שלום בוהם ונחל ברוך יו מי הטוב יר הלום, הלו יו אמן.